Wilner, once again, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibrational level. And before we begin, we will remind the art of you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as that silent communication or that telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And so once again as well, while we would encourage you to participate and to take advantage of that opportunity, once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. And so, in this reality that you choose to exist in your vibrational level, once again, there are but the three elements, if you wish, that you cannot change. The rest is an illusion, a validation of your beliefs and belief system. You create your reality, you are the God you search for. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is within your capacity to alter, and you do alter on a continual basis. You exist as a multidimensional personality. In your awakened consciousness state, you choose to tune into, if you wish, this particular incarnational period, this lifetime, if you would, while you eliminate your knowledge or your interactions with the other lifetimes that you are creating and being involved in. You are a multidimensional personality. You choose, once again, to hide from that understanding. You are all that is. We suggested that your consciousness exists within the each and every cell of your entire physical being, and you can accept that. You can understand how it is that your consciousness influences the reality that you experience throughout your physical being. What becomes difficult for you to understand and to accept, however, is that you also exist. This consciousness that you are exists within each and every cell of your entire universe. It's an illusion. Not an insignificant illusion, but nonetheless an illusion. And it's one that you not only recreate, if you would, but one that you experience many times in different scenarios, if you would, in different lifetimes. You see, you exist in the same time and same space, in a multitude of realities, in a multitude of incarnational periods or lifetimes, if you would. We've used the analogy many times that it's similar to your radio frequencies and other frequencies that exist within your Earth's atmosphere. And you understand absolutely that it's possible through the use of some type of apparatus that you have for you to tap into one of those particular frequencies while eliminating all the rest, even though you're aware that they all exist within the same time and same space. And there are a multitude of these so-called radio frequencies that exist within your Earth's atmosphere. And yet, once again, you can tap into one particular one while eliminating all the rest. The odd time you have what you might refer to as interference from one other frequency, or more than one other frequency, that's interfering with the one that you choose to be active in, the one that you choose to be tuned into. And so it is in your so-called lifetime that many times there are these so-called interferences, or you are experiencing and tapping into your so-called other lifetimes that are seemingly being experienced within this lifetime. You see, it's an illusion. You exist in a multitude of lifetimes in the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. And so, when you can get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are, when you can get a glimpse of the limitlessness that you place upon yourself, this limited understanding of who and what you truly are, when you can set aside that veil, even for an instant, then you begin to get a glimpse of this spark of consciousness, this unconditional love, and you can have that experience. We suggested that when you have that capacity, when you have that experience, when you begin to get glimpses and understandings of the limitlessness of the possibilities and the creations that you're involved in, then you begin as well to understand that the entire experience that you're involved in is simply a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so this emotion that for many is that emotion of fear that can be so debilitating is based upon your fear of what it is that you don't understand. You see, you not only have a fear of loss, but you have a fear of the undisclosed, what it is, the unknown, and you fear what it is that you're about to experience. You create it all. You choose to hide from that understanding. Let us use the analogy that you create this particular room that you wish to be experiencing. And then you put up a wall with a door and you step outside the room on the other side of the door. And in doing so, you remove the memory. You put in place a type of electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you are the creator of what's on the other side of the wall. And so you stand at the door in fear of what it is that you may experience as you pass through the door, without realizing that what you're about to experience is simply your creation. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's your reality. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold in all levels of your consciousness. What do you believe? And so, when you stand before that door and you experience that fear, if you can accept and understand that the unknown that you're about to experience on the other side is your creation, not only is it your creation, but you can and do alter it to validate the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, then the fear dissipates. Then there is no fear. What is there to fear other than the unknown? And the unknown is your creation. Why would you fear your creation when you have the capacity to change it? You see, we've suggested many times that when you so-called leave this particular incarnational period, when you and will utilize your belief in time and space, enter into that between incarnational period, when you die, in other words, you take with you the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And you experience the reality on that level of consciousness that you expect that you will experience. The expectation is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so you believe, for example, that there will be some type of an existence that you will be involved in when you end this lifetime, if you would, when you die. And so in that level of consciousness, you create that reality. You see, as long as you exist within this vibrational level, you are under the influence of this so-called veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. And while that veil can, for lack of better terminology, be thinned at times, particularly when you're in an altered state of consciousness, when you're in that between incarnational state, nonetheless, you exist within the influence of that veil, of that electromagnetic type of energy. And so when you hold a belief or a belief system that you're about to experience some type of reality, then indeed, even in that altered state of consciousness, when you die and go into that between incarnational state, you will create and experience the reality that you believe and that you expect to experience. The difficulty is that in that altered state of consciousness that we refer to as the between incarnational state, you have thinned the veil to the point of as thin, if you would, as you can possibly be and still maintain your existence within this vibrational level. And so it becomes very difficult for you to perpetuate the illusion without the understanding that as you change your thoughts and thought process, as you change your beliefs and belief systems, you almost instantaneously change the reality that you're experiencing. And you begin to get a glimpse of the illusionary reality. And at that level of your consciousness, you make the decisions, if you wish, to return to an incarnational period, to a lifetime, if you would, and bring into that lifetime, in conjunction with the other entities that you're about to experience the reality of that lifetime, to bring into that lifetime beliefs and belief systems for the possibilities of the experiencing the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with particular beliefs and belief systems. And as you, once again, in that whole state of consciousness, begin to realize the effect that your beliefs and your belief systems have in your reality, then you choose what it is that you desire to experience in a particular incarnational period, in a particular lifetime. And once again, some of those particular beliefs and belief systems are based upon your human consciousness belief systems, are based upon what you refer to as your genetic makeup, if you would. Are you going to be what gender? Are you going to be in what part of your so-called earth systems? And are you going to experience what type of an existence, what type of a reality? You choose. It's not fate. It's a choice. It's your choice. And so when you exist in that vibrational level and you make those choices to enter into that particular incarnational period, you bring with you in your genetic makeup various realities or various physical abilities, if you wish, that are very difficult for you to alter or to change. But you also bring with you, within your DNA, what your scientists used to call the so-called junk of your DNA, that portion of your DNA for which there seemed to be no use. You bring locked into that DNA the potential possibilities for experiences for you to have in particular incarnational period, and in this new age and new energy, the thoughts and feelings that you hold in your awakened consciousness state influence the energy that surrounds your DNA and takes what was once a possibility and turn it into a probability, or conversely, what was once a probability and revert it back into simply a possibility from your conscious thoughts and feelings. In this new age and new energy, you are affecting your reality through your conscious thoughts, through your conscious beliefs and belief systems. And so when you hold fear constantly in your awakened consciousness state of any type of experience, then you influence the reality. you influence your day-to-day activities. And once again, fear of the unknown is fear of your creation. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. And when you get a glimpse, and when you truly hold that belief system, because you've had the experience of connecting with that spark of consciousness that you are, then the fear dissipates. Then you have no fear. Altering your consciousness to enter into what you refer to as your between incarnational periods is something that each of you have been involved in a multitude of instances. It's not something to fear any more than it is to fear the reality that you experience in your day-to-day awakened consciousness state. And if you fear in your awakened day-to-day awakened consciousness state, then pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. Pay attention to your attitudes. Pay attention to your choices and decisions. And you will have the capacity to eliminate the fear. You will have the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. It's an illusion. It's not real. And when you can accept that, it becomes much easier for you to alter the illusion. What do you believe? You see, the irony of it is that many of you, even in your awakened consciousness state, understand absolutely that you know that the information that we're expressing to you is the absolute truth of your creation process. You know that. You just don't consciously believe it. And consequently, knowing does not necessarily mean that you believe, and consequently does not have much of an influence on the reality that you experience. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You create absolutely every instance in this entire reality. You have fear of the unknown, and yet when you begin to understand that you are the creator of it all, even in your so-called altered state of consciousness, then there is no fear of the unknown. You have then the capacity to alter. You have then the belief and belief system that you can alter that reality. Not only can, but consistently do it on a regular basis from a level of your consciousness that you're not aware of. Bring it into your awakened consciousness state, and in this new age and new energy, you can definitely, without question, alter your reality consciously. And eliminate fear of the unknown, fear of what it is that you are creating. What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. Yes.
We seem to be on the stage where technology has really expanded to a great degree in a technology that we call ChatGPT. And I recall you foretelling us that such an increase was going to happen, and it is now happening. I'm wondering if you could give us an update, please.
The advancement of your so-called technological advancements are simply, once again, a validation of someone's imagination. You see, this reality creation process is based upon someone's desire And then based upon the desire, someone utilizes their imagination. We would suggest that you look at every technological so-called advancement that you experience in your day-to-day activities. And those particular technological advances at one time were simply someone's imagination. What would it be like to have the capacity or the ability to have this experience? And so you create that reality. The only limitations to your creation process is your imagination. We have suggested that as well, the technological advancements will be almost beyond what you can expect, what you can imagine. However, we would also suggest that you are in this new age and new energy, entering into an area where you begin to understand that your consciousness is limitless, that your consciousness exists within each and every cell of the entire universe. And when these so-called new age children, the ones that we have referred to as the generation of the peacekeepers, begin to experience and to become involved in your creation process, then you will be beyond what you refer to as the technological advancements. You see, you are attempting to experience the ability, for example, for you to transform your physical being from one area to another, what you like to refer to as teleportation. And we would suggest, indeed, not only is that possible, but that you can experience it, not only can, but this generation that we refer to as the peacekeepers will understand the necessary elements to hold in their beliefs and belief systems in order to have that experience. For you see, it's not necessarily a means of your transferring your physical being from one particular area to another, but rather to realize that your consciousness already exists throughout the entire universe. It's a matter of experiencing that consciousness in different areas of your universe in order to alter the perception, if you wish, to alter where it is that you put your attention on your consciousness that exists throughout your entire universe. And when that begins to occur, then your so-called advancements in your technology that many in your so-called current existence are worried will somehow take over, if you would, your conscious creation process, we would suggest that you create the reality. This so-called, what you refer to as artificial intelligence, is exactly what you refer to. It's artificial. It's your creation. What do you believe? It becomes difficult to give one an example when you begin to allow your belief that somehow a non-existent energy or entity is somehow going to have control over your creation process. We would suggest that you can have that experience, but understand that it's an illusion. It's your creation. It's your desire. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? Your advancements in technology are going to enter into that stage where you begin to understand absolutely that it's what you hold in your consciousness, what you choose to believe, that is being validated and experienced in your awakened consciousness state. And once again, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. If you were to utilize your belief in time and space to suggest even that in your so-called past, in your so-called past generations of several hundred of your so-called years, to suggest that it would be possible for you to ask that question while you exist at such an extreme distance from the source of where you expect the answer, that you not only expect the answer, but you receive it. Were you to suggest even a few hundred of your years ago that such a thing would be possible at that time because of their beliefs and belief systems. They would probably execute you. So, what do you believe? What you look at in your so-called day-to-day activities and you accept as not only being a possibility, but you also accept some of it almost as a necessity. What do you believe? It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And once again, you are entering into an area of your so-called creation process where individuals who are entering into your current vibrational level, into your current lifetime, if you wish, are bringing with them that understanding in their awakened consciousness state that you create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love and that the possibilities for creation are limitless. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? So, while we forecast that it was possible for you to experience these advancements in technology, we would suggest that you are on the brink of going beyond that advancement of technology and beginning to understand that it's all a validation of your beliefs and your belief systems. It's all an illusion, and you can consciously alter it. Does that answer your question?
Can I ask a question? What are your thoughts on assisted death?
The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold based upon your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire. So, you see, many individuals existing within this particular incarnational period, not only within this incarnational period, but in various lifetimes throughout your so-called history and indeed even what you would refer to as your so-called future, have fear of the unknown, have fear of what it is to so-called end this particular lifetime. There is nothing to fear. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If there's a fear, it's a fear that you create. It's a fear of the unknown, and there is nothing to fear. You create the reality. And so, if one is experiencing a reality, if you would, in this particular lifetime, that they choose to put a limitation upon, that they choose to end that particular experience, that's their choice. It's not right or wrong. You see, it's in your awakened consciousness state that you view various activities as being right or wrong. Many individuals are involved in what you refer to as religious activities, where they believe that if one were to make a certain choice, that somehow they would experience some type of a reality beyond this lifetime that might be eternal. What do you believe? We have suggested that in that state of consciousness, when you die, in other words, and enter into that between incarnational stage, you become much closer to the understanding that this is an illusion. And it becomes very difficult for you to perpetuate those illusionary realities that are being experienced as a result of beliefs and belief systems that you hold within your conscious state, in your so-called awakened conscious state, in a particular lifetime. And we are utilizing your belief in time and space in order to attempt to give some type of an answer that is makes sense, if you would, that has some type of logic to it. Because you see, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state when you die, you get an understanding that you exist in the now. And it becomes very difficult to perpetuate a particular reality that you in your awakened consciousness state may have a fear of experiencing that unknown. And so you choose to end this particular lifetime, if you wish. How you end it is entirely up to you. Many would view some type of a death experience as being very desirable, conversely, or compared to a death experience through some type of what you might refer to as being a terrible accident, for example. Each is a validation of one's belief and belief systems. Each is a choice made by the individual. There is nothing to fear. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's really that simple. And so how you terminate this particular lifetime, if you would, is not really that important. It's your choice. You make the choice, absolutely. If you desire to have existence, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, other than what you believe in your so-called awakened consciousness state. But from the level at which you create this reality, there is no such judgment as it being right or wrong. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's a validation of your choices. What do you believe? It's not right or wrong. In accordance, once again, with that spark of consciousness, it gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, and rejoices in the creation process. What do you believe? And so you will choose. As you choose for each and every reality and each and every experience in a particular lifetime, you will choose when you desire to end this lifetime. Your choice. You see, when a person creates what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as an illness, you, particularly in this particular incarnational period, in this lifetime, there's a tendency for individuals to seek out some type of assistance to end, if you wish, that experience, that medical condition, if you would. And it's like you don't accept the responsibility that you created it in the first place, that it's your creation. And if it's going to end, if you're going to do, change that reality to have that discomfort or that disease eliminated, that as well is your choice. No one else can do it for you. You can allow someone else the power to have an influence over you, but that's your choice. Your choice. You create the reality. And you create it many times in conjunction with others who'd agree to participate, but nonetheless, it's your creation. And so when you leave this particular incarnational period, when you choose to die, it's your choice. Absolutely. Even if it is seemingly a violent death at the hands of another individual, it's your choice. Even if it's a situation where someone is in a very abusive situation and their life is terminated through the abuse of that particular situation they're involved in, the victim is always in control. It's your choice. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. And so if an individual chooses to terminate this lifetime through what you refer to as a medically assisted death, then that's their choice. It's not right or wrong, other than what in your awakened consciousness state one would view as being right or wrong. And most of those particular belief systems are based upon some type of a religious belief system that is based upon the concept that there is somehow and some way some entity who controls your existence. You can have that if you want. We're not suggesting that it's not possible for you to have that experience, but it's your choice. It's your choice to hold those beliefs and belief systems. And if you hold those beliefs and belief systems, you will create the reality to validate the belief, to validate what it is that you expect to experience. However, once again, when you enter that between incarnational period and you thin the veil to the point where it becomes difficult for you to perpetuate those belief systems, because as you alter your belief, you suddenly realize that you almost instantaneously have the capacity to alter the reality, then you take on an entirely different perspective and you choose to remain in this vibrational level or to leave. Your choice. your choice. You are here by choice. You will leave by choice. And everything that you experience in this particular incarnational period and in any other incarnational period that you're involved in while you exist in this vibrational level is a validation of your beliefs and belief systems based upon your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings. What do you believe? It's really that simple. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable afternoon and interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
That was interesting.
That was intense, wasn't it? Yeah.